Veterans Choice is a federal program intended to reduce waiting times for medical appointments. We continue our series, Veterans Choice Making It Work, by hearing from the people these benefits were designed to help. Susan Stevens has more.
At least once a week, Lisa Ditzler drags herself out of bed much earlier than she'd like to and heads to a parking garage in downtown Rockford.
Oh yeah, I got a full load today.
Ditzler volunteers to drive veterans to the VA hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a 75-mile trip each way and an all-day commitment. The service is coordinated by the Winnebago County Veterans Association and delivers an average of 100 people a month to their appointments.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you?
Jeff
served as a Marine in Desert Storm. He spends a lot of time in the van to Madison. Those long-distance VA hospital appointments could be replaced by care from local doctors under Veterans Choice.
Veterans Choice? What is it?
Too many veterans are still unaware of the program that allows them to visit a local doctor if they live too far from VA services or can't get an appointment within 30 days.
I think I got some kind of letter about it, but seem like I always get my appointments scheduled up in Madison when I need them. So.
Hey, Chris.
Chris is another regular on the Rockford to Madison van. The Navy vet from Loves Park has brain cancer and needs the specialized care the Madison VA hospital offers. But he also uses Veterans Choice to get less serious medical issues treated locally.
Work in progress, but it's gotten better since I've joined. I've been doing this for about 10 years.
Kimberly and Tyrone also are Gulf War era vets in the van to Madison, but they've found Veterans Choice is a great option for eye care.
They got me an eye appointment, which was like two blocks away from my house, within walking distance. Northern Illinois Optical.
Hey, that's where I'm going.
John Klein is the man behind the vets van service to Madison. He's the head coordinator, working out of his little office in the basement of Rockford's Memorial Hall to make sure drivers, riders, and paperwork all are where they need to be at the right time. His long career in computer systems helps.
My role is to keep everything going. I did build some forms.
Klein also is a veteran of the Vietnam War, and that's the experience that counts most when it comes to helping other veterans, especially those coming to grips with their post-traumatic stress disorder, like him. He works with a number of local vets organizations to try to make sure veterans know their health options. And although he says he doesn't know all the facts, many vets using the ride service open up to him about their fears.
The feedback I've got from most veterans that I've talked to about it is that they're afraid to use it because they're afraid that they'll go to a private doctor and then get stuck with the bill. And that has happened.
The veteran is afraid that they will end up having to pay for something. They're always afraid of that.
That's Dave Davis. He's commander of the American Legion Post in Rockford.
From what I'm getting from the folks that provide the services, they're afraid that they may not get paid in a timely manner. So both sides have this fear about payment. And the hospitals, clinics, places like that, if they don't see something from VA right away or within a reasonable period of time, they will pursue it with the veteran, and that's not good.
Like John Klein, Davis wears a lot of hats in different veterans organizations. Other Vietnam vets open up to him about their concerns with Veterans Choice. Some say they can't get it to work for them. Others are thrilled with it. So Davis, who has other medical insurance options, gave Veterans Choice a shot so he could understand the system better.
Well, 6 weeks later, I still didn't have an appointment. I'm going, this is weird. So I called up Veterans Choice. That place won't accept veterans anymore, so we sent it back to VA clinic. You got to start all over again, Mr. Davis. So it's been a total of about 4 months ago now, and I still haven't got that appointment.
It's the eve of the Vietnam National Convention at a hotel in Crystal Lake.
How long has Veterans Choice been in existence? It's not
very long. The organization was founded and is still headquartered in Rockford. The stalwarts have been there all day, setting up the displays, attending board meetings, just getting things in order to welcome their fellow veterans to a weekend of camaraderie. Naturally, the mix of men and women, service members and spouses, gather in the hotel bar, though most are sipping sodas instead of the hard stuff. Bob Gucci drove down from Toma, Wisconsin. He's a retired VA social worker and spent 21 years in the Navy. He thinks a lot of problems people are having with Veterans' Choice come down to user errors.
I think the program is a good thing. It opens up the opportunities for veterans to get care closer to home.
You will not find a bigger fan of the Veterans' Choice program than Al Hoagland of Rockford. Instead of driving 80 miles to the Madison VA hospital for an eye appointment, they found an ophthalmologist 4 miles from his home and scheduled everything for him.
The hassle of going to Madison, especially in the morning traffic, rush hour traffic and so forth, it is just a piece of cake compared to an ordeal of going all the way up there and back down again. And I found a better doctor. I'm not saying they have bad doctors there, but I found an exceptionally competent doctor.
Mary Tendle is the go-to expert on PTSD for Vietnam and a speaker at the convention. She says that in the rural area of California where she lives, more veterans in their 60s, 70s, and 80s are finally getting the treatment they need. She credits Veterans Choice because the vets don't have to travel so far for medical services. And many of them were afraid to set foot in hospitals run by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Because they've been fighting for any help they can get from day one when they came back. So I think there's more to it even than just the medical.
And while some don't trust the federal government with their health, others are afraid Veterans Choice is the first step toward privatizing all health care for veterans.
The more people that use their civilian doctors, the less we're going to have VA facilities. You know, we're going to lose our doctors if people aren't going to the VA. And it's a catch-22.
Sandra Davis of DeKalb chairs Vietnam's Agent Orange Herbicide Committee and is married to a Vietnam vet.
I think that the veterans have earned the right to have their health care. So I don't want to see us lose the VA system. I don't want to see non-VA people, non-veterans using the health system.
Davis has a point about veterans' medical needs versus civilian medical needs. Christine Molina is a nurse and one of 4 case managers helping patients navigate their choices at Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison.
We know the veterans, we know the military culture, and we are the best to serve the veterans.
Melanie Ross says she and the other nurses still spend a lot of time educating patients and other hospital staffers about Veterans' Choice.
It didn't really have a good rollout in terms of patient or veteran understanding of how the program worked. That's my opinion.
But both say the program is still evolving. Their hospital administrators are taking their concerns to HealthNet, the company coordinating the program in the eastern U.S.
It is to be expected that if a company of any sort goes from 100 clients to 100,000 clients, that they would have some growing pains over the first 1 to 3 years, and that you learn from those mistakes to make it better. And I think HealthNet has tried to do that.
Meanwhile, vets are reminded to make sure they get their Veterans Choice card before they try to use the program. Follow the rules. This is the military, after all. I'm Susan Stevens.
In part 3 of Veterans Choice, Making It Work, we'll hear from those who are trying to help these veterans navigate their expanded healthcare options.